This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. While Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine are standing by bigoted statements against Catholics, and in particular, those who joined the church as adults, the bishop who presides over the Conference of U.S. Catholic Bishops is calling for the resignation of the Clinton staffer who made the comments. Archbishop Joseph Kurtz of Louisville says that if similar statements were made about other faiths, there would be an uproar. The Catholic Church stands by its bold idea that all human life demands protection. It was stormy, windy, and raining last week when an abortion clinic manager passing those praying outside her workplace for the 40 Days for Life campaign asked those praying, "Don't you ever stop?" 40 Days for Life continues, now recording nearly 300 children and moms saved from abortion by prayer and witness outside abortion clinics in the U.S. and 22 other countries. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Europeans in Belgium and the Netherlands are expanding early death killing to children and those not even sick or dying. In stark contrast, pro-life legislator Jaroslaw Kaczynski is looking for new ways to eliminate roughly 1,000 annual abortions there, most of which target Down syndrome children. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.